This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, one of our listeners asked if we're going to be just doing away with clothes later. Are we going to become a naked society? And the reason why they brought that up is as we change and evolve our bathrooms to be more gender neutral, if we're not going to have male bodies in one area, female bodies in another area, are we going to later find clothes to be not practical? I think we are going to still have clothes. I have been to Europe where I think that was in the Palace of Versailles was closed because it was a Monday, but we got to go to the gardens. And when you go to the gardens, in the back, there's a bathroom, and the bathrooms are gender neutral, where men and women can go. And you saw men pee in urinals, women could go into the stalls, and it was like nothing. People were like, oh, okay, no big deal. It's, you know, I mean, America, this is going to be huge, especially since, you know, we have a lot of hurdles to get through, and we have a lot of safety issues we need to ensure, because sadly, rapes can happen in bathrooms, but these bathrooms were pretty open. You know, so everybody could be there and hopefully somebody could help you. And I went in with my boys. I'm like, okay, boys, you go pee-pee over there. I'm going to go pee-pee over here. And the boys thought, I was like, huh, that's kind of weird, but all right. But, you know, they got to have their privacy because they got to angle. But it was interesting to be able to share a bathroom. I wasn't bothered by it. But the reason I wasn't bothered by it is because my kids, my husband was there. So I felt safe. You know, sadly, you know, growing up in a family where, you know, we've had rapes, and, you know, bathrooms can be a very, very scary place. But if I'm going in there with my husband, I'm okay with it. I felt pretty safe. Well, parents at a Virginia school district are a little upset because their money is being slashed from online learning and special education positions and being put towards all-gender, single-stall bathrooms. Parents of students at Loudoun County Public Schools spoke out at a school board against this plan that would spend $11 million on a pilot program that would reconstruct a handful of bathrooms at five district schools. The plan was rolled out across every Loudoun County school at the same price. It was estimated to cost the county over $211 million. The new bathroom designs, according to Fox News, are viewed as a move by the district to accommodate transgender non-binary students, but parents indicated the policy would have other implications. So they're concerned about the money on bathrooms, and they said, for all the students who don't feel comfortable sharing the restroom with the opposite sex, I see you, you are loved. We are putting children in uncomfortable, awkward situations, according to Loudoun County father, who told the school board the proposal to spend $11 million on an experiment to see how we can have high schoolers, middle schoolers, and elementary schools sharing the same bathroom. The risks do not outweigh the positive potential social aspects of it. What happens when we have overdoses, sexual contact? What happens when we have bullying in places that are private? What happens when Sally comes in and Johnny comes out? Figure this out. So, Acting Superintendent Daniel Smith said he wanted to address confusion and potential misinformation, clarifying that the Restroom Privacy Project funding is allocated through the Capital Improvement Plan and not the district's annual budget. It is a lot of money for bathrooms. It is. This was the school district where a biological boy wearing a skirt was accused of raping a female student in the girls' bathroom in May 2022. The student was charged with abduction and sexual battery involving an incident at Broad Run High School again in October. The teenager has been charged with sexual assault at both high schools, has been found guilty and sentenced to supervised probation in a residential treatment facility in January 2022. Now, the victim's father, that's the one who you saw being taken down by security when he was accusing the school district of trying to cover up his daughter's assault. And he had gone to the school board meeting and then was removed, and then the story came out that he was the father of the woman, of the girl who was allegedly raped. So this is a mess, because I mean, I feel bad for transgender students and having the transgender individual in our extended family. You know, I get that, you know, you want to go to the bathroom and feel safe, and that's one of the reasons driving this. Our bathrooms aren't safe. They aren't safe for boys, they aren't safe for girls. And single use bathrooms, you know, I remember, you know, taking the kids. I had to take the boys. They were young. I couldn't leave them outside the bathroom, and so to be able to take them in with me. But, you know, usually with the women's bathroom, we take our boys in there, and the boys come in, and, you know, yeah, maybe some women will be like, oh, my, you know, but, I, you know, if I don't want to leave my five-year-old unattended, I'm going to take them into the bathroom with me. You know, when they were really little, they'd be in the stall. When they were older, I had them out of the stall, but I made sure that, you know, because I had to be careful that they wouldn't get grabbed. So single bathrooms, there's a movie theater in our neck of the woods that has a single bathroom. I would take the kids in there, and it was great. The problem is those are expensive, and to have a single-use bathroom for somebody, it's, you know, I mean, yeah, in the olden days, you would just pee, you know, outside. There'd be a hole, there might be an area for some privacy, and, you know, now we're having private rooms with closed doors and free sanitary products, and, I mean, there's a lot of money that goes into these bathrooms. You know, is it practical? And so, you know, we have a lot of students. We have millions of students. And to try to, you know, and I get what they're trying to do. If people are going to have a problem with boys and girls in the same bathroom, especially since, you know, in light of a person who dressed up as a girl and allegedly raped, you know, one of the people in the bathroom, that just so horrifying. I understand why schools are trying to find another option, like maybe, you know, a single-sex bathroom, you know, or have three different bathrooms, one for boys, one for girls, but it costs money. It costs a lot of money. And the schools are already struggling in terms of, you know, having enough money to pay for teachers. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you have called our answer line and have questions when we're not live or when we are live and we're on our we're in an interview. So let's go to our answer line and see some of your questions now.
Hi, I am calling, hopefully, for Dr. Dahlia, and I listen to her radio station, and I would like, at some point in time, her to discuss the new artificial meat, which is chicken and beef, made from, I believe, stem cells of the animals, and I would like to hear what she has to say on that at some time. In the future. Thank you. Bye.
Great question, and thank you for calling in. Okay, so we, years ago, I think, had talked about one of the first hamburgers that they had created. And if I remember, the price tag was over $300,000 for this lab-grown patty. Now, it's gotten cheaper, but lab-grown meat hasn't been in the news a lot because it was so, so expensive. And the caller is 100% correct. How they make lab-grown meat is they take stem cells from a live animal. Then they have to put it on a scaffold, cultivate it, give it certain hormones and coaxing chemicals to grow. Then they can grow the muscle, the fat, the connective tissue, make it look like meat, add the coloring. The cells are separated and used to make meat and form it. And so it is from animal cell culture. And there's definitely pros and cons to this, because if you're taking the cells, so the pros to lab grown meat is you're not slaughtering an animal. If we are short on animals, such as like what happened with poultry and the avian flu, technically we have the technology to grab the cells from an alive animal that we don't have to slaughter, grow them in a lab, make the meat. It's going to be saving animals' lives. There's also the ability to prevent some of the, shall we say, hormones that a lot of animals are getting in order for them to be plumpier and to stay alive and fight off bloodborne pathogens. Now, we're not getting those hormones or those chemicals. In terms of it being kosher or halal, you know, if it comes from an animal that is kosher or halal, you should be able to, but, you know, like, you can't use pork cell to make chicken or beef. That won't work. So some people are concerned about if there would be, you know, religious issues. The thing is for some of the religious issues, it does depend on the animal being, you know, slaughtered by specific rules. But if you have a non-traditional method where the animal isn't slaughtered, you know, it might still qualify to, you know, satisfy the religious aspect of it. But there's concerns with lab-grown meat. One, of course, is the price. It is expensive. And it's, you know, it's still, I think they were able to get the price down. Some labs were able to get it down to maybe $10 a burger. But that is going to take a lot of, I mean, for the amount that people eat. I don't know if you've ever been to an In-N-Out. And, I mean, the line is out the door, and so I don't know how a lab could make these fast enough. You know, to produce large quantities, that's going to be huge. The other thing, too, is even though we're thinking it could be more sustainable for the environment, having, you know, less animals slaughtered, needing to cultivate less animals for food, we're doing it in a lab. In order to do it in a lab, there's also carbon footprints. And so to mass make meat, to mass produce this, there, you know, some of the, there could be some sustainability loss if that's what people are looking for. Another thing is you still have to use chemicals. You still have to infuse chemicals or hormones to coax it and grow it on the scaffold. And so, you know, even if we're able to make meat and muscle cells, you know, when you eat a marbled steak, I mean, there's a lot of parts to that. You know, you got the fat, you got the, you know, and so that is, we're still a way off from reproducing that. Not that we want people to eat fat, et cetera. But, you know, I love the fact that, you know, with lab-grown meat, you won't have salmonella, E. coli, campylobacter, but what if the lab gets contaminated? I mean, we are using, you know, and another issue that could be a risk is one of the reasons why we have a gut microbiome, one of the reasons why we have a certain resistance to pathogens is because of what we're exposed to when we eat. And I'm not saying we need to be exposed to foodborne pathogens all the time. We don't. We hope that our food is cooked. That's why we cook it. That's why we clean our food. But we're not eating sterile food. Our food is not sterile. And so lab-grown meat would have to be sterile so you don't have a bug or fungus or something grow on it. So one concern is lab-grown meat going to be contaminated with something that regular meat is able to fight off. So that's also, you know, another issue. And then, how do you regulate it? You know, what do we, you know, how, you know, just the regulation of it is something that could be a little bit of a confusion. And so when you look at the cost of it right now, even though a lot of companies are trying to figure out how to make this inexpensively, and I support that. I think we have a world hunger problem, and it's going to worsen. So we do need to figure out ways, because honestly, you know, we're being told to eat crickets and eat insects. And if the average human doesn't want to do that, you know, people say, yeah, but lab-grown meat, I don't think people are going to eat it. If their choice is a cricket or a grasshopper versus lab-grown meat, and the meat looks like a burger, they'll probably eat it. But one interesting thing is, you know, when we spoke about plant-based burgers and plant-based meat and plant-based products, you know, I think many of us do need to try to embrace a more vegetarian or vegan diet, you know, to cut a lot of our animal fats. But when you don't eat, if you can't really reproduce meat and all the essential amino acids and vitamins, you could infuse vitamins into your plant-based burger, but it's not the same. Those are synthetic. And so the other concern we have is, do we know enough about cow meat? Do we know every single thing there is to know about what we're getting when we eat cow, or when we eat fish, or when we do we, you know, we have a list of vitamins, but is that all the vitamins? Is that all the nutrients? Is that all the proteins we're getting? And so lab-grown assumes that we know it all, and we will check off the list to make sure it gets it all. Now, mind you, taking a stem cell and growing from the stem cell should have the genes to produce the similarities. But an animal that grows, undergoes, and evolves and gets exposed to things, we're talking about a sterile piece of meat and not something that's had blood run through it. I know some of you are like, well, I'd rather take the sterile piece of meat. Good. You know, teach your own. But I bring that up because for an animal to grow and then make it onto our plates, there were a lot of processes. And if our body was designed to eat an animal that underwent those processes, I don't know if we're going to have accuracy in its duplication in a lab. So I do think we need to move forward. I do think we need to have other sources of food. I think we need to eat less meat on a whole. I love meat, especially chicken. Trust me, my husband made beef Wellington this weekend. It was fantastic, you know, but I'm not going to be eating red meat for a while. I limit your red meat. And we do need to eat more fish, and you know, but when we play around with it in a lab, it could be risky, and we have to be very, very careful on if we think we can reproduce something that's been naturally occurring and made by God and lived a life of an animal, that we end up, you know, it's not going to be the same. You know, I wouldn't recommend it to be our whole diet. It could be an adjunct, but we can't rely on it because we are going to have to rely on natural food sources. Fantastic question. Keep questions coming, people. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The huge manhunt continues for a suburban Houston man accused of killing five neighbors Friday night. Police say they have in the past responded to complaints of that man firing his gun in his yard. Friday night, he responded by killing five neighbors. People who live along the Mississippi River in Iowa are hoping the slow, steady, huge flooding of their communities may soon be over. Melting snowpack to the north put more water into Davenport, Bettendorf, and other river towns than they've seen in decades. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's in Jerusalem helping Israel celebrate its 75th anniversary. McCarthy says if President Biden does not invite Netanyahu to Washington soon, he will. The city of New York, trying to fight car theft, has handed out 500 Apple AirTags, telling people to hide the tags in their cars. One part of the new city has experienced a more than 500% increase in stolen cars. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, with so much going on in this world right now, you know, tensions with China, Russia firing more rockets into Ukraine, our economy, you know, at risk. A big headline that keeps coming up is, what do we do with children who may be considering transitioning, and who should we let do it without parental consent? And it's amazing how this has become such a big issue. It makes it sound like, you know, every child, you know, in our nation is now questioning their gender. And I'm, you know, as a mom, as a doctor, as an educator, you know, I'm very mixed on this, because I, just like we spoke about lab-grown meat and how you might not be able to reproduce the meat exactly the way our body is designed, you might not be able to protect against the risks that could come with puberty blockers and hormone treatments. So one thing we spoke about when people ask, what's the risk to a child? Well, you know, the if you do, there's puberty blockers and then there's hormone treatment. So that's a little different. Puberty blockers is what they want to give the younger kids so they don't start to drop their testicles. They don't start to develop breasts. They don't get the chest hair. With puberty blockers, if you stop the puberty blocker, you will go into puberty pretty much pretty quickly. I think maybe within a year's time of stopping it. I don't know all the studies in terms of what they did if somebody was 25 when it got stopped or 38. But usually your body will, once you stop the puberty blocker, still move to the direction that it was biologically designed. But one risk of puberty blockers could be the bones. And so bone health, when you use gender-affirming hormones or puberty blockers, is something that is a very big concern, because most of our bone strength, as we've spoken about, is designed during puberty. So even though we need to keep our calcium up and our vitamin D up, I learned in medical school, I learned even growing up, that your bones are the reason why you want to take in your calcium and you want to exercise and you want to be as active is you make your bones as strong as they're ever going to be in adolescence. And so a concern that physicians have is, what do we do about their bones? There's been studies showing bone loss. Now, other studies are saying, look, you can protect their bone loss by adding supplemental hormones and adding supplemental things to negate some of the bone loss risk. But me as a physician, I just get nervous about missing the natural. I don't know if we know everything and if we can protect against the, you know, I don't know if we know everything there is to what puberty does. We know a lot, but what if there is a 0.001% of something pretty important that we didn't think about, that we didn't realize? You know, we have female athletes who will stop getting their period because they will be so athletic and so muscle versus fat ratioed that they don't have a lot of fat. And if they don't have a lot of fat, they might not develop as well. That's why you see a lot of athletes with flatter chests, less curves, because they don't have that estrogen to help with some of the more sexualizing of the sexual characteristics. They'll still get sexual characteristics, but they might not be as curvy. But also they may have amenorrhea, where they don't have periods. Their estrogen could drop, or their body fat is so low that they don't have, they can't have periods. Well, if you can't have periods, what is that doing to your fertility, to your body? And some of these female athletes start losing bone mass. Or they could have a low bone mass because they don't have that estrogen. So we keep learning new things. And we have to be very, very careful, because the laws and lawyers and activists and politicians are making these laws, and they're not being open. It's being called misinformation if some doctors are like, well, you know, we might need to think about this. And when you have other doctors saying, well, that's okay, it's good, because as long as we give these extra hormones, we could, you know, maybe negate the risk. Okay, well, that's nice. It's good that somebody's, you know, looking out for the kids, but Is anything that we could do superficially, is that better for the person? So it's tricky. Yeah, I mean, I learned early on that if somebody wants to transition, it's going to be easier if they haven't reached puberty. But if somebody hasn't reached puberty, that means they're younger. That means they don't have that mental development that you get during puberty, which does affect the brain as well. How we move forward, in terms of our thinking and in terms of our procreativity desires, can happen. You could want to identify as a boy or a girl. You know, I mean, I always wanted to have babies. I always was heterosexual, but, you know, if you said I didn't have to, you know, play with dolls and I could hang out with the guys and be one of the guys, I would have loved that. I still wanted to have babies, still wanted to be a girl, technically still wanted my parts. So we have to understand there's a spectrum. It's not just all or nothing. If somebody really doesn't identify as a girl, that doesn't necessarily mean they have to be a boy. You know, I found myself, you know, not really, you know, liking a lot of the girls. Girls would turn on me. I didn't like what they were doing. The boys were much more interesting. That doesn't mean I wanted to necessarily, you know, lose my body parts or so we have to understand there's a spectrum. Now, I could say this because I've matured. I've gone through the process, and I am very, very grateful. I'm a woman who, you know, went through puberty and got to have babies. But I don't know if the average 8-9-year-old can comprehend that. So we're being told that Seattle Children's Hospital is offering education guides that encourage medical professionals to quickly offer cross-sex medical treatments, such as menstrual suppression and puberty blockers, to youth patients with gender identity issues. They fail to mention these guides' mental health services, indicate that those are optional and could be sought through outside institutions. So Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, former Associate Dean for Curriculum at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine and current chair of Do No Harm, told the Daily Caller News that the notion that these children who are depressed, anxious, even autistic are not provided with those services in a way that is closely linked with the activities of the gender clinic is appalling. So it almost seems like let's just do the medical part and then just worry about the mental part later. And we've heard of individuals who have transitioned and committed suicide. And again, how does a child know they're not going to want to have a baby later? And you have children with autism. Children with autism are underrepresented in terms of numbers. I think we have many more people that have that. And they might have anxiety and depression. They may also, because remember, autistic children are smart. They may be like, I don't get it. I don't want pink. I don't want this. Why am I a girl? And that might be misconstrued as, okay, they want to undergo the transitioning. So there has to be a parent involved. There has to be medical providers involved. There has to be psychologists involved. And there has to be a team. Because if you're changing your body sex for depression and anxiety, which, again, could be, you know, getting beat up in a boy's bathroom, I mean, that is going to lead to anxiety and depression, no doubt. You know, so these kids are struggling. But does the gender change fix that? I mean, the girls' bathroom is just as mean. Girls can even be meaner than guys. So we have to also figure out what it is they're depressed about, what it is they want to change. Do they want to change to be a boy or girl because they're being bullied? Is it because they really do want a penis? Is it, and these are the things that have to really be looked at. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently, a woman was at the L.A. Philharmonic concert, Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. During that performance, she ended up having a quote-unquote loud and full-body orgasm. Several concert-goers watched and... they were hearing her, wanted to know what was going on, and she was breathing heavily, partner was smiling, you know, he didn't really want to shame her, but he was probably sitting there going, you know, what do I do during all this? And apparently while she was listening to the second movement, the band carried on, but the woman in the audience was loud enough for everybody to hear. And so, I mean, good for her. I've been to shows before. I don't think ever to make me want to climax. But apparently she was taken in. And, you know, she was, it was loud. I mean, she was screaming. So it was very, very loud. I think it got to the point where even the orchestra stopped playing. You know, because they didn't know, and then I think when they figured it out, they started playing again. I wasn't there. So the, you know, but other sources say, no, they didn't stop. They just kept playing through it. So it is a beautiful song. The Tchaikovsky is a Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony. I know Beethoven's Fifth. I got to listen to it. I'll let you know, but I sincerely doubt it would have that same effect. I think it, some people, they just do get, you know, just taken up into the music and all that. So I hope talk radio doesn't do that to you guys, right? Because I don't want you getting in trouble at work if you listen to talk radio. Trust me. All right, so one of our listeners has good work ethic. They got let go during the COVID lockdown, was one of the first to get back into their field when it opened back up so they could work, didn't rely on the extra unemployment, went back to work, ended up getting fired when the company couldn't keep up, then the company closed. He got another job, worked at that job, but then they had to let people go because of money. So here he is, wanting to know where he should work. He wants to work. He wants to work. We have a labor shortage. But where do you go that isn't having money problems that's going to then, sadly, lay you off? So it's an interesting question, because you want to work and you want to keep your job. And we've seen a real roller coaster. I mean, especially in healthcare. In healthcare, that just blew my mind. We stayed open. You know, we lost people who lost their lives. We had individuals who, you know, didn't want to come back because of PPE, or they had to take care of a family member. They didn't want to expose their family members. We had others who did come to work but then slept in the garage or slept apart from the family, so they wouldn't get them exposed. A variety of different, you know, scenarios, and all understandable, especially if you're taking care of individuals who could get sick. I get it. Then we had trouble hiring people back, paying people. We fired individuals who didn't want to get the vaccine. That, I can't imagine where that brainiac sort of decision, why that was even not laughed out of its the mouth of whoever brought that up, because that was stupid in terms of people who survived COVID, who obviously had antibodies, would gladly do a blood test to show their antibodies were canned. So from a healthcare standpoint, we've had a shortage just because these hospitals did stupid. And, you know, people didn't appreciate to work your butt off during the pandemic just to get fired or lose your best money because of the vaccine mandate. We lost a lot of people in healthcare. And you do burn out and you do age out. But a lot of other sectors have had more quit rates and more issues. Leisure and hospitality apparently had a lot of the highest quit rate. Now, we're talking during the recession. February 2023, the leisure and hospitality industry lost 5.6% to quitting. Wholesale and retail trade, 3.1% of the workers quit. Financial activities, 2.9%. Professional and business services, I think that was 2.9%. I apologize. Financial activities, 2%, like banks. Durable goods, oh, that was 0.2%. I'm sorry, durable goods and manufacturing, 1.8%. So people are still quitting. We have jobs where people are quitting. So why I bring that up is if you're trying to look for your next job and you want to see where you could go that's safe, maybe some of these places where people are quitting. Now, I don't want you to take a job that stinks. I mean, are these people quitting because they don't feel safe? Is it because they don't feel they're making enough money? A lot of these jobs were ones where, you know, people didn't feel like they were making the tips. They weren't making the money. I love tip jobs, but I notice tips are going down. People are tipping less these days. That stinks. And so if you are in a job where they pay you a low wage, you know, because you're supposed to be getting tips, you know, that might be tricky. Unless, of course, you're in an area of hospitality like Vegas or something where, you know, there's always going to be tourism. But, you know, looking at industries, and I'm not an economic expert, But looking at where things are going, we have a big issue now with apparently our M1, M2 money in the you guys might know more about that, especially those of you who are finance experts, where liquidable money, there's less of it. And when there's less of it, in terms of less coins and less money that is easy to get and spend, less of that circulating, then you wonder what happens when we then get deflation, then we get an economic downturn. So you have to plan for, if you're looking for your next job, what industry will always be looking, what industry will always be infused with dollars, and what industries are going to take a hit. And you also have to look at who might have overhired and who might have overpaid. So when people were labor short, and they're like, you know what, we'll give you whatever you want, those were the ones that had to let people go. And there's a bunch of jobs now that are getting cut. Corporate America especially. You know, they have dwindling profit margins. They're now cutting people because they had to give everybody, you know, at home accounts to buy their computers and to pay for their Wi-Fi. They had to, give people transportation, extra stipends to get people to work, come back to work, raises. Well, they're not making money on that person that they're paying $100,000 a year. That person's getting cut. So as corporations are laying off, you need to look at which places are the most desperate for people and who have sustainability. So state and government workers, okay, they got the government to pay. They'll always have the government to pay. You know, you rarely see, well, the government laid off a bunch of people. The United States Postal Service, it's still growing. It's still alive and well, especially since now they gave them mail and ballots. So sometimes a state job is safer, because you won't have that, you know, quitting. Academia. For some reason, these colleges are still making buttloads of money. And so academia may be a place where you could work, where universities, there's a lot of turnover there. Because of, there's, you know, I've seen with a lot of the universities, I'm like, you're not working there anymore. And, you know, just, unfortunately, but as with any place, whether it's corporate America or academia, sometimes there's toxic workplaces. But academia usually has funding that's a little stronger. Even though I don't see a lot of people going to college, the fact that they're trying to push free college, the government wants to keep the colleges going. So those are probably going to be a safer bet. Healthcare. We need healthcare. And healthcare is going to probably be a safer bed as well. Even if you aren't a physician or medical provider, they do need administrative stuff. And then, of course, if you know how to work robots and AI and tech, that should do pretty well, too, later. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.